But let's start in Great Yarmouth. For 140 years, Great Yarmouth's town hall has sat proud on the quayside. Let's Talk has looked back at the building's history. And here is Sue Ryan to take us back to 1882.
When Great Yarmouth's town hall was officially opened on May 31, 1882, by the then Prince of Wales, later to become Edward VII, its stunning assembly rooms was described as one of the finest interiors in eastern England, and a measure, like the entire building, of the town's prosperity in the late 19th century. The Grade II starred listed building is still pretty impressive today. The town hall was built at the height of the town's days at the biggest fishing centre on the east coast. As the herring shoals brought the fishing fleets and the fisher girls to the quayside, the railways were bringing in the prosperous upper and middle classes to the growing Victoria resort for the summer. It was on the back of this prosperity that civic leaders decided to demolish the old town hall, an imposing neoclassical building with a full-height portico built in 1716, and commission a new building on the same site. A competition was launched for its design, with many of the leading architects of the day shortlisted. It was stipulated that it should include a large assembly room, an assizes court, a council chamber, a magistrate's course, and offices. The winning design was submitted by John Bond Pierce, and he received the princely sum of £100 for his work, the equivalent to about £8,400 today. Lacey & Co. of Norwich was contracted to construct the building at a cost of £26,200. The council had initially allocated £18,000 to the project, with a loan secured from the Treasury. But by the end of completion, the costs had risen to £36,000. That's £3 million in modern prices. The loan was to have run for 75 years, but the council paid it off in just 30. The town hall is constructed of red brick with terracotta designs, sandstone dressings, and slate roofs. Inside, the grandest rooms are all situated on the first floor and reached via an imposing imperial staircase, one of which divides into two symmetrical flights of innately carved and twisted balusters and lit by three decorated glass windows from the internal courtyard. The assembly room faces the River Yare and features fluted columns and pilasters, Corinthian columns, highly decorative cornice and deep coving below a barrel vaulted roof. The courtroom was still in use until 1990 as a magistrate's court, and today retains its complete set of fittings from 1882. The grand building almost had to be torn down after substance issues saw it sink by up to 12.5 inches on the riverside. The ground beneath was described as a gravel bank, underlined 16 to 18 feet of ooze. An 1886 underpinning scheme saved the day, enabling the town hall to carry on serving as the headquarters of Great Yarmouth County Borough Council for much of the 20th century, and as the home of Great Yarmouth Borough Council since 1974. Two major restoration projects in 2008 and 2012 saw the building's fabric restored, with some previous unsympathetic repairs put right. This included an overhaul of the treasured clock face and bell tower, with the clock fully restored by a Norwich clockmaster. One mod to modernity was the new electric winding system, meaning the council's porters no longer needed to climb the tower three times a week to manually wind it, as it had been necessary for the previous 126 years. The Grand Assembly Room was restored to its former Victoria elegance, while the old courtroom, which has been unused since the 1990s, was refurbished, and for the next 9 years it served as the council chamber. This year, the council will move back into the original chamber for its meetings, and the old courtroom will become available for use as an events room. The building has increasingly been used for events, such as weddings, parties, dances, conferences, and indoor markets, since 2012, when the Borough Council decided this gem of a building should be opened up to greater public access. Today, an expanded events team is in place to help individuals and organisations hire the space, as well as putting on ticketed public events such as the return of tea dancers to the Assembly Room. Events coordinator Wendy Tackman has her own very special memories of the building. My first recollection of visiting Great Yarmouth Town Hall was as a child around 1972, when my mother took me to meet Miss Rosalyn, the presenter of the popular children's Anglia television show Romper Room, says Wendy. I remember being rather unimpressed by the celebrity, but was totally blown away by the rooms in the town hall. I asked my mum if the Queen lived there. My father was also clerk to the justices in Great Yarmouth until 1984, and I used to come and see him in action in the old courtroom. As the town hall celebrates its 140th anniversary, the team there is keen to hear Let's Talk readers' memories of the building. You can email events at great-yarmouth.gov.uk with your stories and pictures.
Thank you, Sue. We will remind listeners of the email address at the end of the recording, as usual.